Tonight's shir, Simon Mem, Seif Aleph, and Seif Beis. Simon Mem, Din Eich Lin Hog, B'Kedushas HaTfilin. The halacha, how we should conduct ourselves with Kedushas HaTfilin. Seif Aleph. Asur Litlois Tfilin. It's forbidden to hang the tefillin on a peg, Bein Babatim, Bein Bertsuas, whether it's the Batim or Bertsuas. But if they're in their bag and the bag has a handle, you can hang the handle of the bag that you're allowed to hang. Mr. Burris, if Kodan Aleph, also this lois, Allah Yaseid, you cannot hang on a peg. This is not treating it nicely. It's a bizoyin to hang film like that. Sifkodan Beis, Bein the Batim, Shehabatim Tluyus Lamata, whether the Batim are hanging below, Ubein Sheretsuas Tluyus Lamata, whether the Tsuas are hanging. However, when it's just a temporary thing, for its suis to use lamata, when you hold the tefillin, the suis are hanging down, ain lahak, but we're not concerned. But if the tefillin are hanging, that's wrong, under any circumstance. This doesn't include when you're putting on the tefillin shalroish, and the bias of the shalrosh is hanging in the air while you're holding the ritzuas to put it on the head. This is part of putting them on. Now some people will put the bias of the shalrosh on a shelf or something similar when they're putting it on, so it shouldn't hang down. The way it sounds like he's describing it, they would hold the ritzuas of shalrosh and the bias would hang. I've seen people do this. And then pull it on their head. I would have said, alternatively, just hold the bias in your hand, put the bias on your head, and then maneuver the straps around. And that way, the shalrosh bias never has to hang at all. But he gives a suggestion of having some kind of daf nearby, and you put it on that, and then slip it onto your head. Sefkon gimel bekisan. If the tefillin are in their bag, you can hang the bag on a peg. V'sefer Torah asur lisloisa b'chol gavi. A Sefer Torah cannot be hanged under any circumstance. Afilu shehi ba'aron hakodesh, even if it's in the aron, v'tar la'aron hakodesh, and then you want to hang the aron on a peg. V'ayim v'chaya odom klal laman al shakos, v'ilin chaya odom, he writes, da afilu kish'aron hakodesh mechub v'yisein zakoysel, even if you were to attach the aron with pegs or nails to the wall, asur, that's forbidden. Unless there's something beneath it, like a shelf, to hold it. Usvarim could go on Sifrei Talmud Gedolim. When it comes to svarim, like Gemaras and the like, they're more like tefillin, not like the Sefer Torah. Now there are svarim or sidurim, and they have covers that attached to them are chain, a silver chain. Attached to the binding to the cover. Asur l'sloisan ba. You should not hang the sitter from that chain. Shaluchos ein domus l'kis. We don't compare the bound cover of a sefer to a container, a bag. They're attached to the sitter. It's like the sitter itself. So you can't hang the sitter. You don't hang the sitter from the chain which is bound into the cover. Mutter lichtoif psukim b'niyar v'sloisam b'pesach b'esach knesses. It is permitted to write psukim on paper and hang it at the entrance of the shul. Nogin ha'olam lehis'anos k'shenoifel tefillin miyado al ha'aretz b'lo natikon. There is a minig to fast if tefillin fall from a person's hand onto the floor without their container. V'adin k'shenoifel sefer Torah, and the same is true if chas v'shalom sefer Torah were to fall. The minig is to fast, afilu bin artikon, even if the Sefer Torah is in its cover, in its mantle. V'ayim le'yiramish kosev, the afilu tefillin bin artikon, yiten prut l'stoko. The Arba writes that if the tefillin was in its nartik, in its container, it's still appropriate, you don't have to fast, but it's appropriate to give money to stoko.
Let me just clarify by container, meaning the housing that into which it fits, or it means the actual, like, bag.
The nartik is the cover that goes around the bias and the titura. as opposed to the kis, which is the bag that you put the nartik into. Lamaisa, the Svarim talk about people who are ill or weak, or someone whose fasting might disturb his learning, that in those cases he would be able to poida the fast with money, just give money instead of actually fasting. The tainus if it were to chal someone fall, but certainly someone has to be careful. It's basically when you take them out, putting them in, that this can happen. Let's be careful. Do it over a table. It shouldn't chas v'shalom fall to the floor.
So this is for one day.
Yeah, it doesn't mention how many tainusim or the idea of 40 at this point. That's not getting into that. There's a concept of tainus, and also we see that we don't differentiate here. It's mashma. It's all in the person who is holding it, not in the people who see it. Right. We say by sefer Torah, anyone who sees fast, by tefillin, we don't say that. Se'if beis. Bayis sheyesh bo tefillin. So literally means a house with tefillin, but we've said in the past that bayis could refer to a cheder, to a room with tefillin. Asur l'shamesh bo mitaso ad sheyotzi ein, o sheyenichem bekli toich kli. It would be forbidden to have marital relations in that room until the tefillin are removed from the room or placed in a double cover. For who she'ein hasheni meyuchel lehem, provided that the second outer cover is not a cover that's designated for tefillin. Shem hu meyuchel, because if it is designated, then afilu mea chashum ke'echa, then even 100 is the same as one, and you don't have the mile of klibis or kli. And we're going to see that we understand this mechaber, that the inner kli is meyuchel. That's why he's insisting that the outer kli not be miyuchot. The Ramah essentially says this as well. Fim shneim einu miyuchot lehem, if neither of the two were miyuchot for the tefillin. O shapnimi einu miyuchot lehem. Vahachitzon is miyuchot lehem. Or the inner one is not designated for tefillin, and the outer one is. Then it's mutter. Vayana come on, simon reishmem sevav. Look later in simon reishmem sevav. So the Mishnah is explaining, there's no machlekes here. Mechaber Ramah. He's explaining the Mechaber. Mechaber is saying, if the inner one is miyuchud, then the outer one has to be not. If the inner one is not miyuchud, then even if the outer one is miyuchud, then it'll be okay. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet, Tefillin. For who adin, chumashim, o sidurei tefillis, o sha'ar svarim. This halach is not limited to tefillin. It applies to chumashim, sidurim, other Sifrei Kodesh, Be'miksiva, Obedfus, regardless if it's handwritten or printed, we give Kedushas Sefer to printed Sfarim as well. HaKol Yesh Behem Kedusha, they all have Kedusha, Ube'inan Kli, Toich Kli. And it needs this double cover. Vafilu Im Hein Ksav Meshita, even if it's the lettering called Meshita, Hainu She'ein Ksivas Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzas, it's not the same letters that we use in Safras, we rock Safashuri because that's only Safashuri. Here, we don't say that. We don't say that you only worry about Kisvei Kodesh in Safashuri. Any Ksav is going to be an issue. Ukrichas HaSefer, as far as the binding, Eina Nechsheva Zekisvi, that's not a cover. Dehimiguf HaSefer, it's part of the Sefer. Ubinin Oy, Shnei Kisvi, you need two covers besides this. So, according to this, if you were to take a paper cover and cover a sefer with it, then the paper cover requires geniz and shemus, because the entire sefer, including the book cover, is considered the sefer itself. That's all one kedusha, and then the paper cover is tashmish the kedusha, and the din is tash the kedusha requires geniz. We're going to see later on it's a problem that Mishnah Berurah contradicts himself. He writes later that if you have a bookshelf and on the bookshelf are bound svarim, then the bookshelf does not have to go into Shemus because the sefer is what's kadosh, the bound book cover is the tashmish kedusha, and the shelf that holds the cover is the tashmish to tashmish. Once your two levels are moved, it doesn't need Shemus, and the same would be true that if you had a paper cover on the sefer, according to what he writes later on, it would not have to go into Shemus because it's Tashmish to Tashmish. So this is the Shaila. Do you look at the book cover as a separate entity? There's no Kedusha in that. It serves the Sefer, so it's Tashmish to Kedusha. Or do we say that the book cover is a chiluk of the sefer, and it's not a tashlum, it is the kedusha? Nachmal ukrichas ha-sefer in achshem as a kisui. The binding of the sefer is not a cover. The migufa sefer is part of the sefer. Ubinin oid shnei kisuim. So you need two covers besides the book cover. V'ayim biyardeh simin reishayin af b'tashlum sifkon cheshek kosev. You look in reishayin af the tas. Anyone who's lenient because a sefer is printed as opposed to written, he will be brought to judgment for that. The printing is the same as writing. This was a big argument at that time with the printing press. What halacha status do we give to printed material? And ultimately, the Taz was the pillar that insisted that we treat it with the same level of kedusha as handwritten works. In Shuvas Chavos Yoyer, he's inclined to be meikol b'shas dechak when there's nothing to cover it with. The Chavos Yoyer is discussing, you know, we're not familiar with this. The poor, impoverished Talmud Chacham, the scholar, he lives with his wife in a one-room dwelling and has a farm. So the various leniencies will be, it's printed, it's not written. Maybe he'll use book covers too as a you know, to find that term, to live like that. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Hey, Mitaso. So it's also shamish bo mitaso until you remove the tefillin. Olas Tzrachav, it's also also to use that room where the tefillin are to relieve himself. He cannot have a portable commode in the same room as the tefillin. It's a bizoyin for the tefillin. The requirement is to remove them. Asivkan vav ad shiutziem, take them out. Bechedra achir, in a different room. O shemafzik b'fnei b'mechitza gvar asart from, there's another etza. You could make a barrier, a wall, ten tefachai. That's a straightforward halacha. Ayin lekaman simen reishmem, magen avam, sivkan tes vav. And look ahead, simen reishmem. Magen Avraham discusses if the wall has like a lattice and you can see through, is that sufficient or not? Sivka and Zion, the kli ter kli, one container in another. Right away, the Mishnah Berurah points out, lav dafka kalim, it doesn't have to be a kli. Doodin shnei kisuyim, if I cover the tefillin with two covers, that's already considered covered. It's not a din in kli b'sar kli, it's a din in two covers. Talis oshar kisui. So if he were to spread a talis or something else to cover the tefillin bag, aval pisha kisui ein mechas rak lamala, even though the covering is only covering from above, we mean it's studded in the sides. Lo amata but not below. Afilu hachishar, that's okay. V'ayin be'alocha lukim be'alocha. So it requires two coverings. But osan hameinich and kisat tefillin v'atalis is so kisach gadol. Now what about people who have a bag for the tefillin, so that's one. And then they take that bag with the talus into another bag. So is the talus bag considered the second cover? That should be kli b'sor kli. Harigam ha-kis ha-gadol nikra kliyoyin ha-miyuchod lehen. The larger bag is considered the kli designated for the tefillin. V'tzorch od kis ha-gaba, and you still need another cover. This is the shita of the Magen Avraham. Like if I'm holds that a bag for the talus and the tefillin is still considered a tefillin bag and doesn't help, Be'er Locha quotes Elia Rabba B'Shem Ritzalon that disagreed and held that that talus bag would be sufficient as a second cover. Now the Magen Avraham says there is an Eitzah. If I take my talus and use it to cover the tefillin in the bag, so the talus is a considered a cover. The talus ain't a kloyon, because certainly the talus is not the kli for the tefillin. So that would be an eitzah, to make the tefillin covered by the talus and then put that in the bag. So that's already two bags, or two coverings. V'u'adin, im kisa tefillin mechubu l'mala ala kisa gadol. The Magen Avraham also says that if the top of the tefillin bag, this is how I understand it, that you attach it l'mala to the larger bag, then the other side of the larger bag is not considered the kli for the tefillin. umoilahen, and therefore that can be considered a cover im hafachan if you turn it around. So the way I envision this is that you're pulling it inside out. Basically, you want it to be on top, the tefillin should be on bottom, and this should be on top. It's attached at the top. So if you pull the bag around over, so now the top of what was the bottom of the bag becomes the top of the bag, and that's considered a cover that's independent. That's what I was mentioning. He quotes Eli Rabba, who says, from Eretz alone, that could be the Tasbik B'chlal is considered a separate kli, because it's not designated for tefillin exclusively. Kasa Magnava, Magnava writes, to Adim Mezuzah, we have the same issue with the Mezuzah. Hakavu lifnim becheder, that's inside a room. Sir kli b'sir kli, it should be double wrapped. Ta'anish nechas osa b'shnei kisuyin, it should have two covers. Ve'echanem yiyah al-koponim enim yuchalo, one of them should be not designated. Ukla kamon, as we will learn. Ve'mal mezuzah yesh kisuy z'chuchas, if the mezuzah has a glass cover. Avshem mezuzah nearest misarcha, even though you can see the mezuzah. Afilu hachin echshevas kisuy echad, that's still called one cover. So at that point, you could maybe spread some cloth over it. Ta'ata lo mischazi, because now it's double covered and you don't see it. But everyone would agree. Lo mahani mechasenu oid bezechuches milmala. It doesn't help to take a glass encased mezuzah and cover it with a second layer of glass. It's true, it's covered with two covers. It doesn't help. Because you can still see the mezuzah through. So it's got to be covered, that it can't see it. Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam writes, nearly the beim mezuzah shasvarim. It would seem to me, whether it's a mezuzah or other sifrei kodesh, im osim itchila shnei kelim, if you initially begin with two kelim, sheichashiv echad lekli b'sar kli, that in order to be considered one on top of the other. Go, for instance, shakar chamezuzah b'niyar. You wrap the mezuzah in a piece of paper, or today we're fond of saran wrap, but you basically wrap the mezuzah first in one wrap, which has nothing to do with the mezuzah. V'achachinich in particular, then you put it in the special mezuzah case. Mutter, that's good enough. Kimin shabat chila, kimin lakach, because your kavana was, this is my kli b'sar kli. And that's why we do it. So with us, saran is clear. So you want to make sure the mezuzah case is not. If you have a glass mezuzah case, some people do, and I put saran around the mezuzah, that's not going to work for a bedroom. It can work for other rooms in the house, but not for a bedroom.
But a brass mezuzah by itself, with just the parchment inside, wouldn't work?
It's one kli.
But it's pretty solid.
It's one kli. You have to have kli, so kli. Has to have two. So they have these plastic, clear mezuzah cover cases also, which are fine, if you don't put it in a bedroom. The rest of these halachas will clarify in Simin Reshmem be'ezer Hashem Yisrach v'Hashem Sal. Se'iv kon ches, she'ein hasheni, as long as the second one isn't meyuchad for the tefillin, we don't care if the first one is. Lav daf doesn't have to be this way. Hu adinim apnimi ein meyuchad, v'chitza meyuchad. The same halach is true. If the inner cover is not meyuchad and the outer one is like the case of mezuzah, o she'shneim ein meyuchad, more certainly if they're both not meyuchad, o she'kasa b'hagol, like the Rama writes. Ve'einu osur kli b'sur kli rak im shneim yuchadim. The halacha is that it's only a problem if both covers are meyuchad for the tefillin of the mezuzah. Al echad ein meyuchad, once one of them is not meyuchad, mistarf im meyuchad v'shari. The one that's not meyuchad is mistarf to the one that is meyuchad, and it's considered kli b'sur kli, and it's fine. V'agolo borak l'farish tibi mechav l'nitta b'lishnei. The Rama is only coming to explain the language of mechav. We shouldn't get confused. One kli, like your case of a thick brass cover, doesn't help. Even if it's not meyuchad, it doesn't help because one kli is insufficient for the halacha of kedushas kisvei kodesh. We want kli b'sar kli b'davka. I make one more note. It's important to bear halacha. He blibes sarachin on this halacha of vasus sarachav in the same room. It has to be covered, but where do you get kli b'sar kli? L'chor, kli b'sar kli is only halacha for tashmish, you find such a thing. For using the bathroom or a portable commode, one kli should be enough. He brings down, he combines them all together in the Mishnah Berurah, but he points out bir halacha, he says, Minayin, he's not sure where the raya is for that, to say you need kli b'sar kli by something like asiyat sarachav.